Hi guys, welcome back to my podcast, another episode of Heart's Conversations with Maya. If you listened to my last episode, you would have remembered me saying you're going to hear from me really soon, and I'm sure in your mind you're like, but here I am keeping to my words. That's because I'm committed to you and I love you, right? So let's dive right into it. So today's topic is, you do not have to wait for a new year to start, right? So, we're at this point of the year where people are wrapping up, people are making plans for the new year. People are saying, okay, this is what I want to do in the new year, right? So I want to put it out there that the new year does not come with a special genie. It doesn't even come with a genie. It doesn't come with some supernatural powers, right? So if you have been an indisciplined person, right, in the past few months, the new year isn't going to change you. Like, just the notion of this is the new year isn't going to change you, right? The ginger might be there in the first few days, few weeks, and then honestly life is really going to happen, and then some people are going to lose their visions, they're going to lose their goals if you've not actually been a focused and a disciplined person to start with. So you see this thing of new year, new me stuff. Guys, if you have experienced as many new years as possible, you would know that, right? It's just a joke, right? So if your previous if the old you, like I'm talking about people that feel that when you get to a new year started, if the you in the past few months have been grossly indisciplined, so unfocused, not deliberate, if you don't sort out these things, there's nothing that's going to change right in the new year. And you don't really have to wait till the new year to begin to do the things that will push you towards progress, the things that will make you a better person. For example, some people are saying, 2021 is gone. 2022, I'm going to be more committed in the household of God. I'm going to be more committed to my spiritual life. Hello, babes. Hello, guy. What's stopping you from starting now? Do you have to wait till the beginning of a new year? You can start now, right? So personally, right, at the point in my life, after assessing where I am, my current state, I made up my mind that, okay, I was going to start doing this, right? And the normal me would have said, okay, next year I'm going to start doing this. And so in my mind, I'm like, if you can do it next year, why do you have to if you can do it next year, why do you have to actually wait till next year? You can start doing it now and let it be a flow into what the new year. So the whole vibes of, right, we're getting into a new year and, you know, let me wait. No, I feel like there's really nothing special about it. So if you feel that some people might be saying, okay, I have some very toxic friends, some bad people around me, and as the new year is starting, I want to cut them off, I want to do this. If they are that bad, if they're that toxic to you, why do you have to wait till the new year to cut them off? Some people are saying, okay, I want to work on my financial goals, I don't have money, I need to make some financial moves. If it's that serious, if it's that important to you, why do you have to wait till the start of a new year to begin to pursue the things that are built, to begin to pursue the things that are going to make you feel better? So what I'm trying to say today is, you don't have to wait till the first of a new year. Start now. Start doing it now. Yeah, there are some things that won't be able to, like, probably manifest until probably the new year. Probably you want to take a course, and the course is starting the new year. That I would understand. But if there's something that you feel would make you better that you can start doing now, but you are waiting until the new year, right? You won't stop taking carbonated drinks and you're saying, from 1st of January You can start now. You can start now. Whatever goal it is you have, please just start now, right? And do not wait for the new year. Let it be that it is a flow into the new year. You're already prepared, right? So I'm ending this to say that the new year does not come with any special genie to make you better than you were last year. It's all gonna take you, and if it's gonna take you, you have you right now. So start now. Alright, so this is the end of today's podcast, and see you next time, and I love you. And before I go, you do know that you can actually comment on my podcast how you feel. So if you're using the Spotify, just go towards the community and drop down your comments. I would love to read your comments. So having said this, I love you. See you in my next episode. Mwah!